From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a thumbs up from the Saudis. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday Saudi Arabian leaders have assured him they support the recent nuclear agreement with Iran. The American defense chief met with top officials in Jeddah and later spoke with reporters.
Both the king and the minister of defense reiterated their support for the Iranian nuclear deal.
Saudi officials had neither publicly condemned nor supported the Iranian pact in the week since it was announced. A former Burundi leader is calling for the international community not to recognize the result of the country's presidential election. Opposition parties boycotted Tuesday's vote. We get more from Mohamed Youssef.
Vote counting is underway from Tuesday's election in Burundi, and President Pierre Nkurunziza is certain to win after running unopposed. In an interview with VOA, former Burundi President Domitien Ndayizeye says opposition parties will not recognize the election results, and neither should anyone else.
There is not enough participation of the other political parties.
Since the president announced he will seek a third term, Burundi has experienced 3 months of street protest, a failed coup attempt, and the departure of more than 170,000 people. Official election results are expected to be announced later this week. Mohamed Youssef, Bujumbura.
A number of bombings to report. People in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber riding a motorbike killed 19 people and wounded nearly 40 others Wednesday in a crowded marketplace. A car bombing at a crowded market in Baghdad has killed at least 20 people and injured dozens. Iraqi police say the bombing late Wednesday hit a mainly Shiite neighborhood in the Iraqi capital. This is VOA News.